Well, Donald Trump has been accused of sharing classified information with the Russians. They trotted out McMaster to refute that last night.
The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The president and the foreign minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation. At no time, were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known.
So, good morning. I'm John Howell. Ray's off today. So you either believe this is an attack by the Washington Post on Donald Trump, or you might believe it's amateur hour at the White House.
I was in the room. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. That, according to McMaster. Let's start today with James Rosen, Fox News chief Washington correspondent. He was the one guy last night as this news was breaking. He was sitting in for Brett Baer last night. He was able to distill it and analyze it on the spot. So we're grateful for his contribution this morning. James, can you lead us through this? When did it break and how big of a story was it to everybody's ears?
Big John, great to be with you. The Washington Post story broke, I want to say, around 5:30 last night. And it instantly was seen by us as potentially significant, if to be accepted at face value. And we instantly began reckoning with how we were going to grapple with it on Special Report with Brett Baer, which, as you all know, airs at 6 p.m. Eastern Time weeknights. And in the end, we wound up leading off the report from our chief White House correspondent, John Roberts, with something about this. But as the hour grew, it became clear that this was going to consume a lot of oxygen, as they say here in the Beltway. And eventually we were able to put up a live shot of the White House stakeout position. That's the set of microphones right outside that's located on the White House driveway on the North Lawn with the announcement that General McMaster was going to speak. So it became one of those situations where you just blow out the commercials and you focus on it. Now, a lot of it's in dispute, as we heard from what the clips that you just played from General McMaster. And I suspect we'll find out more about it today. In fact, that's already happening, Big John, because 7 minutes ago, the President of the United States tweeted, and I quote now, "As president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled White House meeting, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining," and then there's four dots, ellipses, which grammatically should be three of them, and we're awaiting the next tweet.
I'm looking at that as that jumps on my screen now. So, okay, the information provided by a U.S. partner, any idea, Jordan, Israel, who do we think that is?
There has already been speculation that it would be the Jordanians. We don't know. The news organizations that led with this, starting with the Washington Post and then followed by the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, said that they were declining to identify which country it was at the request of government officials. There's so much that we still don't know about this. For example, Big John, typically before a meeting that the President of the United States will have with the Russian foreign minister or any senior foreign official, talking points will be prepared for the president by his aides at the White House. Were they prepared in this instance, or was Mr. Trump effectively winging it? If talking points were prepared for him, is the point of discussion between him and Sergey Lavrov that occasions this news reporting, was it one that arose organically within the conversation, even inadvertently? Or was it, in fact, something that was included on the president on his talking points for him to use? Could this be, to some extent, a staffing error? There's just so much about it we don't know. But one suspects if the Twitterverse is the chief forum through which we are finding things out, it'll be a good long while before we have complete clarity on it.
James Rosen is here. He's a Fox News chief Washington correspondent. This is code word information. And the president speaks extemporaneously, to put it mildly, obviously. He may have he didn't really give up any military information, my understanding. I don't think he did. He didn't. I don't think he tried to intentionally harm our allies of the United States, obviously. But he may have been a little loose, and loose lips can sink ships. So, however, I think it bears pointing out, James, that for almost anyone in government, discussing matters like this would be illegal. For the president, not so much.
Well, the president enjoys pretty much absolute authority over the declassification process. That is to say, simply by uttering something classified, that can be construed as the president's decision to declassify it, and that would withstand any legal challenge. It was interesting to hear General McMaster say that no sources or methods were discussed and no military operations were disclosed that were not already publicly known. The word I think that would be more reassuring for the public to hear, which we have not yet heard from the administration, is that no sources or methods or national defense information was compromised.
Now, right. The question of the... Right.
It's one thing to say they weren't discussed. It's another thing to say that they weren't compromised.
Understood. Distinction accepted. Now, the question of the day, and obviously nobody really knows the answer to this, but who do we think was the source of the leak? Could it, in fact... I don't think it's a member of the president's team. And, in fact, the Washington Post said previous and existing members of government, so it could be somebody from the previous administration, but could it be, in fact, the Russians playing a deep game here, and they were the ones who leaked out the information just to cause chaos?
You have now plunged us, my friend, into what for many years has been called the wilderness of mirrors. That's how the intelligence community is described. In fact, there's a book with that title. We can't know, as you point out rightly, exactly the source of the leak. If it's true that from the American side, the only people who were present for the session were the president, General McMaster, his aide, Dina Powell, and the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, it looks exceedingly unlikely that any of them would have dialed up the Washington Post to discuss the contents of that meeting. Not out of the realm of possible, but doubtful. And yes, that makes the Russians the other folks in the room. The Washington Post story cited current and former officials. Undoubtedly, what we have here is some element inside the intelligence community that is hostile to President Trump or otherwise regards him as a dangerous character and is using the news media to advance that agenda. For sure, we haven't heard the last of it.
Well, we know you're busy. How's your book, A Torch Kept Lit, The Great Lies of the 20th Century, the one you edited the William F. Buckley pieces? How's that doing?
It's doing great. It spent 5 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. I'm already at work on the next one, subject to be announced at the appropriate time.
And how cool is it that you have...
program, Big John.
I would love to hear about it. How fortuitous is it that you're an expert on John Mitchell, too, considering everything that's going on nowadays?
Yes, Watergate expertise comes in handy with some frequency, as does being a Beatles historian. So maybe you'll have me back on June 1 to discuss the 50th anniversary of the release of Sergeant Pepper.
Book it. I'd love to talk with you. Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. There's James Rosen from Fox News, the chief Washington correspondent here on WDS.
John, just to clarify, you did see the new tweets from Trump?
I did. James mentioned it, too.
Okay.
Yeah. As president, I wanted to share with Russia... at an openly scheduled White House meeting, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety, humanitarian reasons, plus I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism. That's Donald Trump's latest tweets.